first, some dates. So it goes from September 19th through the 21st, Thursday, Friday.
With two scholars, David Castillo and Christina Moletti, in our studios to discuss this week's Buffalo Humanities Festival, the expectation was for a high-level intellectual conversation.
So, yeah, let's just say that the festival this year is as awesome as ever, possibly more.
And while the conversation enjoyed lighter moments, the subject for this week's Humanities Festival is no laughing matter. The title is Democracy, with three questions for subtitles. Of the people, by the people, for the people?
Democracy is unsustainable. I would even say unthinkable without a self-aware, critical citizenship. Mm-hmm. We need thinking citizens. We need self-aware citizens. We need critical citizens for democracy to survive.
So one of the things that excites me this year is that we get to have the kind of conversations about citizenship, you know, what it means to a wide variety of identities in our republic. So we're pretty excited about the folks that we have coming in.
And it is a lengthy list of scholars and thinkers who explore the concept of democracy, starting with Thursday night's Democracy and the Legacy of Racism. Co-host Ibram X. Kendi provided a taste of his thinking with Rachel Martin while discussing his new book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, on NPR's Morning Edition.
So I define an anti-racist, and I should say that the book, as you know, is sort of anchored on all of these definitions, because I think it's critical for us to define terms mm-hmm. in order to have productive conversations about race. But I define an anti-racist as someone who is expressing an anti-racist idea or supporting an anti-racist policy, policies that yield racial equity.
It's a free event at Babeville, though registration is required. It'll be co-hosted by Chenjerai Kumanyika.
You know, racist is not a fixed term. It's not an identity. It's not a tattoo. It is describing what a person is doing in the moment, and people change from moment to moment.
And that's just day one of the three-day festival. On Friday, Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone and co-founder of The Beast will be the spotlight speaker, discussing his new work, Hate, Inc., Why Today's Media Makes Us Despise One Another. And that sets the stage for Saturday at Buffalo State, a day that ends with beer and features a long list of panel discussions perfect for those who thirst knowledge and perspective.
You can come to think about current stressors on our idea of citizenship and thinking about immigration and gender and so forth. And you can also come and think about how the arts are a reflection mm-hmm. on democracy as well. So there's a really, I think, successful and vibrant overlapping of approaches that I think will keep someone pretty busy.
We have them specifically on Walt Whitman, who has been called the poet of democracy. Mm-hmm. We have a panel run by Jennifer Desiderio from Canisius College. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a spread all throughout Saturday. My chief complaint is that I won't be able to attend all of them
right.
because these are powerless.
Anthony Chase
that's
is
right.
going to be one of the speakers
yeah,
this year.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
And my colleague here.
We are very happy about that. So, yeah, he's someone very familiar to your audience here and Associate Dean from Buff State, of course, but the host of Theater Talk. And the title of his talk is quite interesting. Theater / Theater, Riots, Censorship, Racism, and the Democratic Impulse.
Admittedly, it's a lot to sort, as is the case when big ideas are considered through a variety of scholarly angles. Do your own sorting by going to buffalohumanities.org. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.